Well, my name's Sarah Whitehead. I'm the director of a social enterprise in Salford called Community Pride, and I lead a project called the Salford Poverty Truth Commission. And our Poverty Truth Commission families and parents task group recently did a research about what parents and families in Salford need and what they're struggling with. And it was a really prominent problem for families that were just struggling with the day-to-day costs of living and providing, you know, healthy, nutritious, regular meals and putting gas and electric on. And they were two really key issues parents in Salford were facing. So for me to hear that this program of free breakfast at school is a fantastic idea, and it's something that we've been campaigning for. We think it's really important for children to be able to have a full education and to take the most from that education, that they are nourished and, you know, have had their meal in the morning and are ready to go into school prepared to learn.
As you can imagine, you probably see every day that, you know, some kids might even be going without breakfast or just not a lot to run them by for the day, and that can then impact how they learn and, you know, how they present themselves when they come to school.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So we know that if people are not eating properly, it impacts their mental health, the physical well-being, and their ability to focus and concentrate on daily tasks and things that are happening around them. So, you know, it just makes sense that we ensure that our children are ready to be in a learning environment and take the most from that. And even myself, to be honest, I'm 40 now, but when I was at school, you know, my parents were struggling and I didn't have breakfast, and it might have been like a chocolate bar or a biscuit, a packet of crisps, something like that on the way to school.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't have any money, you know, to go and get bits at the shop or to get any snacks, and so it'd be right through till lunchtime at like 1 o'clock, and that's a long time for a child to be sitting hungry. So I think it's a great idea, but as you say, it's an added pressure onto our schools if it's something that they have to fund. I think it is a responsibility of the government, and there's already a lot of pressure on schools. Schools are already doing so much to provide support to families that are struggling with poverty. We've seen schools that are giving out food parcels, that are making referrals for crisis support, even some schools that have been washing clothes, uniforms, all sorts of things like that to help families that are struggling. And that's a lot of pressure for the school. And the government would probably refer to the pupil premium, which is a very small amount of money that each school gets for children who are living under the poverty threshold. That is a very small amount of money that is expected to cover a lot of additional costs, you know, things like trips that people can't afford, and helping with resources for school, books, and maybe helping with uniforms. And, you know, they're really stretching that if they now expect it to also provide lunch.
Yeah.
I guess it's not just the cost of it either, it's the additional time for the teachers to be there extra early to run these clubs, and maybe it's something that parents associations that are attached to the school could support with, that would make that a bit easier.
Exactly.
But also, you know, we know it's not possible for all parents to come in and help with things like that, so it's a difficult one, but it's definitely something that is an essential. And in Salford, if we're going to talk about child-friendly city and the children are the future, put our money where our mouth is and let's feed them and ensure that they can get through a day at school without starving, without, you know, being distracted by hunger pains and feeling sick and worrying about when they're actually going to get a proper meal.